Welcome in to the Fantasy Phenoms podcast. Justin Herforth here with Andrew Cook. It is Wednesday, November 20th. Before we get started, you can follow us on Twitter at the FF Phenoms. You can follow me at Justin Herforth and Andrew at PhenomAC. We have a great show for you today. Today we're going to be diving in to the quarterbacks and that playoff push.
Digging deep.
Brand new segment called Passing the Torch.
I like the name.
I really do. I'm pretty proud of myself. I came up with that all by myself. We have that segment as well as our matchup breakdowns. And as always, our phenomenal start to the week for Week 12. A couple weeks away from that playoff berth beginning. So we're going to see how it goes here.
How about you, Justin? Are you going to get that playoff berth?
You know, I need some help. So I need two people to lose out. I need my brother to lose one more game. So we're thriving right now.
We'll see what happens.
If I make it, it's an absolute miracle. So we're gonna keep hoping. Hope's still alive. So we're
also just wanted to announce to people, Merry Christmas. It's officially the Christmas season. Even though Thanksgiving didn't happen yet, yeah, it's the Christmas season.
I mean, I'm not gonna be a Scrooge and say exactly. No, it's not.
I've already listened to Christmas music. Blared it in my car.
Now, I can't do Christmas music that long.
Little Saint Nick.
I have to start Christmas music after December. It's too soon for me. It's the same songs.
Now,
on
do
repeat.
You were in chorus, right?
In elementary school.
Did you ever sing Little Saint Nick?
I believe so.
Yeah, I definitely sung that. Yeah. But I heard that on the radio the other day. It brought back memories.
Was it B101?
Well, it wasn't the radio. Who listens to the radio anymore?
I don't know, man.
It was
you
on,
said radio,
it was
so.
On YouTube, actually.
I was on YouTube.
Who
okay.
listens to the radio, really?
I don't know. You do.
Who listens to podcasts? Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, who makes podcasts?
Who makes podcasts in 2019?
Oh, crap.
Okay, but yeah, as Justin said, passing the torch and our start to the week and our matchups. Any new listeners, thank you guys for tuning in. As always, the people that tune in every single week, thank you very much.
Welcome back.
We have listeners from multiple different countries, different states.
Bonjour.
Different races of people in terms of human race,
you know,
alien races.
You know, on Anchor, when we're looking at people who listen, they classify it by planet.
Yeah, they do,
they
technically.
Do.
Now, we didn't have any viewers on Mercury or Venus.
I'm kind of disappointed. We got to do a better job branching out a little bit.
If one of you guys out there is from that planet.
Mm-hmm.
Then, hi.
Hi. Welcome.
How do they say hi on another planet?
Yeah.
Okay, that is
cool. I don't know, man.
Anyway, let's get into fantasy football now, which is the point of our podcast, by the way. You just want to jump right into passing the torch segment?
You know, let's do it.
All right. So, again, as Justin said, this passing the torch segment, the aim is to give you quarterbacks that are going to be good playoff quarterbacks to play weeks 14, 15, and 16. These are guys that you're going to want to play, stash. Now, we're not doing these star players that, you know, that you're going to want to trade for, because most of you guys already have a trade deadline. It's already passed. So these are guys that either you might already have on your team or on your bench, or that may be dropped soon, that may be on waivers, etc. So, Justin, who is your first passing the torch quarterback? You're giving him the torch. You're saying you're playing for me in playoffs. Who is it?
So this guy has not really instilled a lot of confidence. You could even classify him as a potential bust this season. My quarterback is Baker Mayfield. That's my first quarterback here. He's currently the quarterback 22 in most fantasy scoring formats, the regular formats. If it's not a six touchdown format, it's just the regular 4-point touchdown. So Baker Mayfield, he's actually coming off a pretty solid performance against the Steelers, putting up just under 22 fantasy points. This week he has Miami, and we're going to talk about weeks 14 through 16. So this is mainly the first 2 weeks of that playoff push. So you have week 14, you have the Cincinnati Bengals at home. Great matchup.
Yep.
The Bengals, they have been piss poor.
Very bad.
It's been bad. It's not good. Well, week 15, then, they have the Arizona Cardinals, and that's just they're giving away fantasy points like it's a charity at this point in time. So the 30th-ranked defense, the 32nd-ranked defense. Week 16 is where it gets a little tougher for Baker. He is at home, but is against the Baltimore Ravens, who suddenly have one of the elite defenses the last few weeks.
I mean,
weeks.
They were predicted to have a good defense at the start of the season,
yeah,
but it didn't really pan out right away.
Exactly. They were disappointed for the first portion of the season, and they've turned it on of late. Mainly since they've acquired Marcus Peters. That's when they really turned it up a notch there. But yeah, Baker Mayfield, at least weeks 14 and 15, he's a very good play for you.
And then my first quarterback here is Jameis Winston. Now, he plays against the Falcons this week, so he could easily have a good game. The Falcons have been better, though. Against recently, their defense has just it's been a miracle after the bye. Apparently they're an elite defense now. But weeks 14, he plays at home against the Colts. Not a crazy good matchup, but it's middle of the pack, so you can still start Jameis that week. Week 15, he plays at Detroit. That's a great matchup. They're 29th against the fantasy quarterback, so you can start him with confidence in that one. And then your championship, week 16, he plays at home against Houston. These are some juicy matchups for Jameis Winston, so I would look to pick him up on waivers, stash him. Honestly, if he's not available now, maybe after Jacksonville, not this week, but maybe after Jacksonville, he might get dropped. You never know. People have to make room to get players for their lineups, so keep an eye out for Winston.
My second quarterback then is Ryan Tannehill of the Tennessee Titans. So the name sounds gross, but he's actually been very good of late. His first four starts as the Titans quarterback, he has put up a respective 19, 19, 23, and 18 fantasy points. So he's been very consistent for you, and he has two great matchups and a solid matchup in the playoffs. So week 14, he's at the Oakland Raiders. Great matchup. They're not very good against the pass. They're mainly they do their damage against fantasy running backs. Week 15, they're at home against the Houston Texans, who, like most of the season, they have not been good through the air as well. Week 16, middle of the road matchup, but they're at home against the New Orleans Saints. It is a startable game for Ryan Tannehill. You could have like a flyer week 16 if you don't feel quite too confident with him. There are some other guys, which we are mentioning here, that you could plug and play week 16 if you're not feeling 100% confident in Tannehill in week 16. But for the majority of those matchups, he is a great start.
And then my next quarterback, it's kind of not the greatest play in terms of it's one of these options that could easily be available on waivers depending how he does these next two games, but we'll see. That's Derek Carr. He's done really well throughout the whole season, just not necessarily fantasy-wise, but in terms of performance on the field, he's been great. He plays against the Jets this week. The only reason I'm mentioning that is he could easily have a good game, so you could even stream him this week and try playing him. But week 14, he plays at home against Tennessee. That's a middle-of-the-road matchup at home. Then he's at home again against Jacksonville. These are two matchups where, when you're looking at a quarterback, these are decent starts in playoff matchups. If you're digging through the trenches, if your quarterback's hurt, Derek Carr's a decent start in 14 and 15. And then 16, he plays at the Chargers. I probably wouldn't play him in that game, but, I mean, the last time they played the Chargers, he had a good game. So if you want to take that risk, you can. It's up to you. The last time he did play the Chargers, like I said, he went 21 for 31, 218 and 1, so it wasn't anything crazy good. It was just kind of a standard performance, but I'd keep an eye out for Derek Carr. He's kind of a deeper quarterback, worse than the ones Justin and I mentioned so far.
And my final quarterback for the Pass the Torch segment is Nick Foles of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he just had his first start back after that collarbone injury. He's been out since week 1. So in his first game back against the Indianapolis Colts, not a very good matchup for quarterbacks. He put up just under 18 fantasy points, so a very solid performance for Nick Foles. His playoff schedule, it's pretty solid overall. Week 14 is the exception. He's at home against the LA Chargers. They're actually ranked number 7 against the fantasy quarterback. And weeks 15 and week 16, that's where it gets juicy for him. So week 15, he's on the road against the Oakland Raiders. Like we mentioned before, not good against the pass. In week 16, they are on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. They have been better of late, but I can't see that lasting the entire season. They are decimated in that secondary. I think that's going to catch up to them at some point in time. Nick Foles, he's been a pretty solid quarterback this season in his limited action, and I kind of see that continuing. So you could play Nick Foles in week 16. If you're not feeling confident with my other two picks in Baker Mayfield and Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, and then my last pick here is Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's a little ugly. You don't necessarily want to rely on Fitzpatrick for your playoff push, but his schedule's pretty decent. He has ranked the quarterback 24, so I'm sure he's on your waivers. But week 14, he plays against the Jets in New York. I don't expect him to go off that week. Maybe I wouldn't play him that week. But then week 15, he plays at New York against the Giants. That's a great matchup for quarterbacks. I'd consider playing him. This, like I said, I just want to emphasize with Fitzpatrick here, this is a deeper quarterback play. This is if you're in two quarterback leagues or there's absolutely no one else like the guys we mentioned, I would go for Fitzpatrick. And then championship week, he plays at home against Cincy. So Fitzpatrick could win championships. Like, if he just goes off, it's sad, but he could win championships. The duo of him and Devontae Parker could really do some miraculous things here. But that was our segment on quarterbacks here, passing the torch. Hopefully you guys found some quarterbacks there that you can pick up, stash on your bench if you have an extra spot. If you're looking for quarterbacks to play this week, reach out to us on Twitter. Let us know of your start sit choices, who's available, and we'll try and help you out with that. You ready to get in the matchups?
Let's do it.
All right, Justin, break down this Thursday night game for us.
Well, first, I'm going to mention that we do have four teams on bye this week. So we do have the Arizona Cardinals, Kansas City Chiefs, LA Chargers, and the Vikings all on bye this week. So
LA Chargers, you got it.
I did. I did not say San Diego. I know that's the common misconception.
Then now, when you watch the game, every you say week, it all the time.
Every single week.
No one's gotten used to it.
It's the second year. Like, yeah, come on, man.
No one's gotten used to it.
We were actually playing Madden, and it's our second season, and they are now the London Bulldogs. Yeah. They have been rebranded in the AFC West, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that could actually happen, a team go to London?
I think at some point it will happen.
The travel, though, is
that's like, ridiculous. Like, could you imagine being in the AFC West, and you have a road game?
Why don't they have a Canadian team yet? Because the CFL?
Exactly.
But, like, they should just expand into Canada. Merge the CFL and the NFL. 64 teams.
Ooh, that's too much.
Oh,
that's way too much.
That would be crazy.
I couldn't do it.
What about just NFL versus CFL?
I don't think there's 32 CFL teams.
Who's even in the CFL now? Like, Trent Richardson? Is he over there?
I don't think so.
I don't even know who's over there.
I know Johnny Manziel was. He debuted. He threw, like, four interceptions in his first game.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this Thursday night game, Colts-Texans.
Yeah, so Thursday night game, we'll start with the Colts side. So, big news out of Indy, T.Y. Hilton, he wants to give it a go this week.
How are you feeling about that?
If he's active, I'm playing him.
Now, does that go for your roster?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you might be playing T.Y. right away here.
So, in my lineup this week, so I'm actually down Keenan Allen and Travis Kelce this week. They both have bye weeks. So, I need a wide receiver. I just picked up Hunter Renfrow, so... It comes down to a scenario. Would you play a T.Y. Hilton, who he says he's good to go? He's playing the Texans, who he has a long career of torching, a long history of torching that defense. Or do you go Hunter Renfrow?
It's not even a question. It's T.Y. Hilton.
You go T.Y. Exactly. So if
now, what about Devin Singletary? If you could make the flex option, if it was Singletary, because you have Singletary on your team.
Right now, I'm playing Jalen Samuels over Singletary.
Okay.
So
would you play Jalen Samuels over T.Y. Hilton as well? Assuming you had to flex.
If I had to flex, I probably would.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Assuming James Conner's inactive, it's the Bengals. They're the worst team in the league against the running back position, so I would probably go Jalen Samuels there.
Okay, and then what other players are you playing?
Popular waiver wire pickup this week was Jonathan Williams. I would play him as well. So obviously he's a flex-worthy player this week, but I would not be playing him as my flex because it is a Thursday night game, so I'm moving him from the flex position into running back.
Yes.
So you have more flexibility.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's a flex-worthy player playing in that running back slot. The Colts seem to love him. I think he put up about 15 fantasy points last week once Marlon Mack went out with his hand injury. So I feel pretty solid about Jonathan Williams moving forward.
You're not worried about him splitting with Jordan Wilkins. Jordan Wilkins was full participant today.
Yeah, I still do think that Williams is a solid flex option. That's why he's a flex and not like that RB2.
I would much rather start a lot of other guys than
really.
Give me some options. I'm saying waiver pickups. Like, okay, if you're picking up Bo Scarborough.
You'd play Bo.
Yes.
No.
I'd rather play Bo. I don't know what the split's going to look like, and I know Bo's going to get the
lion's
share.
I didn't know that either. We thought, a few weeks ago, people spent all
Ty
their
Johnson,
fab buttons.
I know.
Exactly.
But it's Bo Scarborough now. Bo Scarborough, he came in and got 15 carries. Ty Johnson didn't come in and do that. Bo Scarborough came in, got 15 carries, had a good day on it.
I don't trust it until I see it another week.
And they have a good week. What did they play, Washington or something?
I believe so. They do play Washington.
Yeah, they play Washington, so that should be a fine matchup.
I just think it's going to be another committee, and Scarborough's going to see really limited touches.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, I just don't love it with the Jordan Wilkins split and Nyheim Hines.
Nyheim Hines is more that third down.
I know,
back.
But he's still going to get usage.
Exactly, but I think Jonathan Williams is the
either
best
way.
That much.
While we're debating this, we're only debating this on like RB3 level.
Yeah,
RB3, like mid low end RB3 probably, depending on who else you got. So.
So obviously then Jacoby Brissett, I would play him as well. If you need a streaming option or if he's just your quarterback too, you have a bad matchup, say you have Josh Allen or Jacoby
Dak
Brissett.
Prescott? Would you play Brissett over Prescott?
I would. Yeah, I don't trust that New England matchup. That's where fantasy quarterbacks go to die. playing that defense. I think Wentz last week put up about 12 points. He had a good day in the first half, and then it went to poop.
Thank you for the censorship.
You're welcome. But yeah, a lot of solid options on this Colts offense. Say T.Y. Hilton is inactive. Zach Pascal is another solid play as well. I would play him.
I don't think I'd play him.
Even if Hilton's inactive.
Oh, if Hilton's inactive, that's what I said.
If Hilton's active, I don't play Pascal at all. If Hilton is out, Pascal's a solid play. Obviously, the tight ends, Eric Ebron, he was actually out of practice with, ankle injury?
Yesterday.
That's what they called it? Yeah.
But he was full participant today.
He was a full? Okay, yep. So Ebron looks like he's going to be
technically questionable, but...
I think he'll play. I think both Ebron and Hilton will play this week. So I just from like hearing the reports and everything that they're both saying, I think they're fine. I would play both of them.
Are you starting Ebron right away? Or are you plugging him in?
It depends on your options. So I mean,
I like him better than most waiver guys.
Yeah, he's more touchdown dependent, but obviously most of the tight ends are at that like landscape.
His snaps have been going up, snap percentage.
Yeah,
last week it was only like 43, but. When you're looking at Ebron, you have to realize when he's out there for a snap, it's because they're running a passing play most of the time.
And they're more or less in the red zone in that scoring opportunity. So Ebron, I feel fine playing him. He's a pretty safe play overall. How about the Texans side, Andrew?
The Texans side then, Carlos Hyde, I think, is a mid to low end RB2 play against the Colts. The Colts are still a solid defense, but Carlos Hyde, you're probably playing him anyway, depending on your roster, just because he's starting running back for a good offense. Deshaun Watson is an auto start, even after his bad week last week. And Duke Johnson, he's a flex type player. I'd rather play Duke Johnson than Jonathan Williams. What do you think about that?
Oh boy, what format are we talking?
Half point PPR.
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay, yeah. See, so
it's so close.
So
it really is.
Yeah, I mean, and then wide receivers, you're playing Hopkins. I'm not playing any other wide receiver.
See, Will Fuller might be back. Do you think Fuller plays?
I'm not playing. He could play, but I don't see a reason why they would force him into that role because Stills already does that same exact role Fuller does. So
Fuller's inactive. Stills is the starter. You play Kenny Stills.
I wouldn't even play Kenny Stills. No, a deeper flex, but I really just want to play Hopkins in this game. The Colts are still a decent defense. It's a divisional matchup. It'll be closer. So, and then tight ends. Darren Fells, I'm fine playing this week. He's had a down week. I'm fine playing Darren Fells. I'd rather play him over Eric Ebron. So that just tells you he's a confident tight end one for me. And defenses, I wouldn't play either of these defenses, I don't think, this week.
I'll kind of stay away from both of these guys. Texans defense, I'm really never really looking to play at this point in the season. They've been bad against the pass, bad against the run, so I'll kind of stay away from them.
All right, let's get into the first 1 o'clock game then on Sunday. The Broncos go to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Broncos with Brandon Allen at quarterback.
Woo-hoo!
Now, I will give you credit. Cortland Sutton worked out last week.
Very safe play.
Is it still a safe play against the Bills?
I would temper my expectations this week. I know that Vikings defense, he was on Xavier Rhodes. He hasn't been the same player this season that we have seen in the past. He's facing Tre'Davious White in this matchup. He's good at football.
Yeah.
He's a pretty darn good corner. I would still play Sutton. I would just temper expectations a little bit. I think Sutton put up 14-15 points last week. I would expect more of like that 9-10 range at the best for him. Unless he finds the end zone somehow, then he could see that same kind of production.
Are you confident in any other options besides Sutton in this matchup in Buffalo against the Bills?
I would play Phillip Lindsay. I would flex.
At what level is Phillip Lindsay?
Low end RB2.
Okay.
Royce Freeman, I think he is.
I probably don't touch him in this matchup.
I mean, with bye weeks, it depends on your roster, but he could be a flex option if you need him. I know it's kind of gross. Yeah, he's just kind of been most of the year, but I think if you need a pinch start, you could throw Royce Freeman in your lineup.
Royce Freeman or Jonathan Williams?
I would go Jonathan Williams there.
I'll go Royce Freeman there, I think. I'm just so worried about Jonathan Williams. We'll see. And then on the Noah Fant also.
Yeah, I think I could throw Noah Fant in there. He's seen an uptick in targets throughout the last few weeks, and he's looked He's looked solid in these last few games, so I feel fine playing him.
I'd put him behind the previously mentioned Fells and Ebron still, though, in this matchup against the Bills, but...
Yeah, it's close. I think I would agree with that.
Okay. And then the Bills side, you're playing John Brown in this matchup, even though it's not great. You're probably still playing him. I would say, what, you're thinking like low-end wide receiver too?
Yeah, he's likely going to be on Chris Harris. We've seen Chris Harris. He's done some good work this year. He shut down Keenan Allen. That's a pretty good resume just right there. He's still one of the dominant corners. He's typically locking onto those smaller wide receivers. So you need to play John Brown still. He just put up 30 fantasy points last week. You can't really bench him.
Yep.
So just temper expectations.
Yeah, and then Devin Singletary, you're starting as what, an RB2, a solidified RB2 now? He had, I think, 15 carries last week.
Yeah. If you have, like, say, in the same scenario as me, you have Jalen Samuels. I would play like a Jalen Samuels over Singletary, but likely you don't have those kind of options, like, ahead of Singletary.
Would you play any of those waiver wire backs?
I would not. I would still play Singletary over all of them.
Yeah, I agree. And then for tight ends, you're not really going to play Dawson Knox.
No.
You're probably just playing John Brown and Singletary in this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Josh Allen, there's no other options. Maybe you play him, but...
He could easily salvage his day with rushing.
Yeah, exactly. It comes down to the rushing potential for Josh Allen. He rushes the ball quite a bit, so... we'll see how that works out for him, but you could start him.
Start the Bills' defense?
Yes, definitely start the Bills' defense.
Over to the Giants-Bears. On this Giants offense, with Saquon Barkley dealing with an injury, you're still confident starting Saquon, right? I know some people might be a little worried, but you're still starting Saquon.
If Saquon is active, he is in my lineup. It's a pretty straightforward assumption there. If he's active, you play him. It's not even a question, really. He's too talented. We've seen it in the past. He's played through injuries before. I think in college with Penn State, he had a very bad high ankle sprain. He came back in 2 weeks. People were like, how can he play? He was just in a walking boot 2 days ago. He ran for like a $1.15 too.
Him and Emmanuel Sanders must have
the same
parent.
They are superhuman. They are Wolverine.
I feel like you could put Adrian Peterson in that category, too.
I would agree.
Because Peterson...
He came back from that ACL and be like, oh, he'll never be the same. He won MVP.
He's been in the league now for 11 years, and he's still a starting running back.
He looks great.
It's crazy.
That speed is still there. It's insane.
Yeah. And Giants, who else are you playing on the Giants besides Saquon, then?
Evan Engram, obviously. You play him.
Now, this matchup is the Giants-Bears. I don't even know if I said that. But Giants-Bears... Bears have a good defense, so are you taking a shot on a wide receiver?
Probably not in this one. If you're in a really, really deep league, maybe you take a shot on Darius Slayton. He has seen a high volume of targets throughout the last 2 or 3 weeks. So if you're in a pinch or you're in a deeper league format, you need to start. Darius Slayton's okay. I'm not too high on Golden Tate. The production really hasn't been there. He's seen some flashes here and there with Daniel Jones, but I think Slayton, if you're going to start any wide receiver, he'd be the play.
Yeah, I agree. Bears side then, I think David Montgomery, this is a prime, I can't think of a better scenario for David Montgomery to actually have a good game here. It's against the Giants. I really feel like this is just going to be a slow, boring game. David Montgomery should get a ton of carries. Do you feel differently about him this week?
I mean, the matchup dictates that it will be a good game for him. I'm just not sure. They don't run the ball. Matt Nagy does not run the ball. It really worries me. I think Montgomery does have a lot of talent. He's not being utilized, which it's a real shame. They should be running it a lot more than they do.
Yeah, I mean, so last week, keep in mind, though, Montgomery didn't have a good week last week, but he was also hurt. So I think that is something to note. He went 14 for 31, so... I mean, that's not good, but this week against the Giants at home, they're ranked 17th against the running back. In general, they're 23rd against the run, 25th against the pass. I just don't see a scenario where Montgomery doesn't fall in the end zone for a touchdown here. This just seems like such a good matchup for him. We'll talk about him a little later. And then wide receivers, mm-hmm. Allen Robinson, you are...
I feel great about Allen Robinson. Great matchup for him this week. That Giants secondary, they've been... horrible all season long. I even feel good about Taylor Gabriel this week. If you need a spot start, if you're in the same situation as me, Keenan Allen's on a bye, got to pick someone up, play him. Taylor Gabriel's a great option for you. He saw 14 targets last week. Now, that only translated into about 58 yards receiving. But if you're in those PPR formats, that target share, that really is appealing to me. He has a good connection with Mitch Trubisky. He's kind of his security blanket there in that offense. It's not a good offense, but it doesn't really matter. We've seen
against the Giants.
For fantasy purposes, Gabriel is a fine play. We've seen in the past Blake Bortles to Allen Hurns. That carried me one season in fantasy. So as gross as it may
Allen
seem.
Allen Hurns, baby.
Oh, boy.
He had a couple catches last week, I think, for the – is he on the Dolphins, right? Or no? I think he might have got released from the Dolphins, and then he was signed by another team. I don't know where he's at now, though.
Yeah. I don't remember where he is. He's all over the place now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's get into the – also, Bears defense, good play. Steelers-Bengals. The Steelers dealing with injuries. James Conner likely is going to be out for this game. Do you think he'll be out?
I think he will be out.
And Juju's probably going to be out. So you're looking at an offense with Mason Rudolph.
Deontay Johnson was a full participant in practice today. Okay. I think he's still in the concussion protocol, but it looks good for him today. I know the trend throughout the last few years, if you're coming back from a concussion, if you practice Wednesday, your outlook is good for this Sunday.
Now, the Bengals' defense is bad, but this Steelers' offense might be worse. I don't know. Mason Rudolph is not a great quarterback, and in this matchup, I'm not very confident to start any other people than Jalen Samuels. You can take a shot on a wide receiver. That's fine. If they're both active, I go Deontay Johnson as the primary guy, but I'm only confident in Jalen Samuels this week. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that assumption. If somehow Deontay Johnson is out, I feel okay with James Washington because he is basically the sole wide receiver left. He is the last man standing of that group if that is the case. If Deontay Johnson's active, I'm not really looking to play any of them just because it's Mason Rudolph throwing them the ball. I just don't really trust that offense at this juncture. So, yeah, that's about it from that Steelers side.
Yeah. And then from the Bengals side, Joe Mixon, you're playing him every week. He seems to be doing a little better now, so you're going to be starting him every single week at this point. Wide receivers, then. Tyler Boyd hasn't been getting it done. Do you see him as droppable? Because I've seen some questions. I fielded some questions. Is he droppable to you at this point?
Only if you have a good option on waivers.
If you're sitting on waivers, you got, let's say, who's available on waivers? Darius Slayton. Let's say AJ Brown. You got Corey Davis there. Taylor Gabriel. Who would you rather have out of all those? Still Tyler Boyd.
It's tough because he is the number one in that offense. It's just that offense is not good. I think I would drop him though. You likely have, if you can go get like a Darius Slayton, that's.
Would you stash like a Bo Scarborough over him?
If you need a running back, yes.
What about Jordan Wilkins? Would you stash him over him?
No.
Just for hopes?
Yeah, I wouldn't get Jordan Wilkins. Okay. Maybe consider Taylor Gabriel is okay. Darius Slayton, that's probably the one guy I would go for. Out of that group you gave.
The only Bengal you're playing is Joe Mixon in this game?
It looks that way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to Dolphins-Browns. Dolphins side, who are you playing? Are they actually a legitimate offense now?
Legitimate, as in regular football terms?
Sure.
No. Fantasy purposes? Sure.
Yeah.
If that's how we're going to look at things here.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, an elite quarterback.
He's here. He's got the beard from Harvard.
I thought you were going to say he's got the beef, and that would have been great, too.
He's got the beef.
He's got Arby's. We're sponsored by Arby's now, by the way.
Really?
Arby's. Yeah, I didn't tell you.
We've got the meats.
We've got the meats. Arby's is a polarizing fast food restaurant.
I don't like it.
See? Exactly. And I like it. It's decent. Now, granted, while I say that, I don't choose Arby's.
I was going to say, you're the pickiest eater I know.
Well, I just don't choose Arby's.
They don't have chicken nuggets with the smiley french fries, the smiley potatoes.
Yeah, well, I basically go to any other fast food place except for Arby's, but occasionally I go to
Chick-fil-A.
Right. But would you rather have... Okay, let's break this down. All right, would you rather have Arby's, Burger King, or... Arby's, Burger King... Taco Bell.
Am I ranking these?
Yes.
Oh, God. I've never even had Taco Bell in my life.
Okay, so...
So, they're number three. I'll put Arby's at number two, and I guess I'll put Burger King number one. Don't tell
I never go to Burger King.
Don't tell my girlfriend I said that. She hates Burger King.
Oh, shots fired at Burger King.
I'm sorry, Ash. It's just, it's not good.
Shots fired.
It's not good.
Yeah, the Dolphins. So, the Dolphins, you're playing Devontae Parker as an every week start now? Or matchup dependent?
Yeah, I think he's a weekly start. I really do. His target share, are you going to pull up his stats?
No, but I just traded him away a little bit ago, so I'm sad. I didn't expect a 7-for-135 breakout
game.
Against
the Bills.
Yeah,
against
exactly.
The Bills.
I didn't really expect that, so I traded
That's
him away.
That's insane.
But yeah, I mean, so Devontae Parker is currently wide receiver 24, so he's a wide receiver 2. Yeah,
believe it or not, guys.
I mean, last week...
He's on the Miami Dolphins.
Last week, he had 10 targets. 7 receptions for 135. Week before that, 5 for 69, 4 for 57, 6 for 59, 5 for 55. So, I mean, he's getting over 50 yards every week.
Worst case scenario, he's a mid-level flex play. That's his floor at this point.
Yep.
If he has that production like yet against the Bills, wide receiver 2. If he finds the end zone in that game, he's a wide receiver 1 on the week.
His lowest game of the season was a dud, 0 points. He had 7 targets.
That's
which
not good.
Is pretty bad.
Not good.
Who do you think it was against, though?
Oh, boy. I couldn't tell
One
you.
Team. Who do you think is one of the best secondaries?
Patriots.
The Patriots.
Oh, I did it, guys.
It was against the Patriots.
That's my big
And
day.
Besides that, his lowest game was 7.1 fantasy points. So it wasn't bad. This is Devontae Parker we're
so
talking
So as long
about.
As he doesn't play the Patriots, we're good.
Yeah, exactly. But you're playing Devontae Parker. Kalen Ballage, are you starting
Oh,
him?
God.
Kalen Ballage, Jonathan Williams, or David Montgomery?
Oh, my goodness.
Probably Montgomery, right?
Yeah, obviously Montgomery there. If I would start Kalen Ballage, so he's on pace to average just under 1.9 yards a carry this year. So that's pretty good. Almost 2 yards.
He's the red zone touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown guy, though.
The way I look, he's a starting running back. He gets volume. If you really are desperate, you play him. I don't feel good about it. I don't want to play him. But I'm going to play
him. Are you playing him or Brian
Hill? I'm going to play Kalen Ballage.
Okay.
I don't like Brian Hill this week. They play the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers make running backs cry in their sleep this year.
All right.
It's not good.
Okay. And then, that's it for the Dolphins. We don't need to talk about them anymore. The Browns side, then. You're playing Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt.
Nick Chubb, RB1.
Almost all of them, right?
Kareem Hunt. Flex play, very low end RB2 if you're in the PPR format. Wide receiver wise, you're playing Beckham, you're playing Jarvis. If David Njoku's back, he's a very interesting player here.
I'm so if he's like a full participant these next few days,
I'd take a shot.
Oh, that is tempting.
It's the Dolphins.
It's tempting.
It just depends on the practice reports and if Freddie Kitchens happens to say how much usage he'll get. If they're going to limit him, if they're limiting him, I might wait a week. If you have a free roster spot, maybe stash him.
Even if they limit him, though, like what would they limit it to? Red zone snaps where he's already used?
So if they do come out, they say he's limited. Do you play Njoku or Eric Ebron?
Yeah, I mean, that's so tough because you expect the Browns to score in this game. The red zone options are what? Jarvis Landry, Odell, David Njoku are the main... David Njoku is like their main red zone guy.
Yeah, or they just hand it off to Nick Chubb. So there are
There's
so many
options.
There's a lot of
options. But Njoku got it done his 1 week he was here. So I don't know. It's really close. I would prefer to sit him if you have another option. I'll probably end up playing Ebron, but we'll see.
He's definitely like,
he's
a very
intriguing.
He's a very interesting stash.
Stash him, yeah.
If you have that free roster spot. Don't give up anyone of value that you could use down the stretch to go get him.
Agreed. Then let's go to the... But basically for the Browns, by the way, start everyone.
Browns
defense, quarterback, running back, wide receiver. You can take a shot on your tight end if you really want to be bold. And then Bucks Falcons, Bucks side. Who are you starting there? How do you feel about their offense going up against the Falcons, who have seemed to solidify their defense?
So this is where it gets interesting. So the Falcons, first about 10 weeks of the season, they were probably one of the worst defenses, probably bottom three in the entire NFL. So last 2 weeks, they've been like... upper echelon, maybe top five the last 2 weeks. They've been incredible of late. So that's where it really does get interesting here. They face Jameis Winston. He threw 4 interceptions last week. Very end of the game, you see Mike Evans walking off the field, basically screaming his lungs off like he's a 5-year-old that just got his toy taken away. He didn't get ice cream that night, let me tell you. Mike Evans got no ice cream.
Is that what happens when you behave badly? You don't get ice cream.
Yep. That was me as a child.
Now, what is your ice cream of choice?
Cookies and cream.
Yeah, that is classic. We talked about this before. It is a classic flavor.
Oh, it's just, it's the best.
It's classic.
But yeah, Mike Evans didn't get his ice cream. I think he's going to really do his hardest to get that ice cream. If he really wants that ice cream, go to Philly. Doug Peterson, he always gives away vanilla ice cream after every single practice.
Oh, he does. Yeah, that is true.
I've seen the clip on Eagles Twitter. It was like, it was Doug Peterson's happy birthday post. They had like a compilation of his meetings, and he's like, there's some vanilla ice cream outside, guys. Let's wrap this up. there's probably about a 2-minute clip of him just
only
saying
vanilla?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got to be healthy.
Vanilla.
He's got to be healthy.
Oh.
I mean, I'm assuming they have like those toppings outside with it, just crumble on some cookies. You're good to go.
Oh, they just got cookies out there?
No. Yeah, you crumble the cookies on, like the crumble cookie topping.
So, if I'm an NFL football player, they better be crumbling the cookies for me. Are you kidding me?
You put them in a little bowl. You scoop them in.
Oh, hey, Alshon Jeffrey. Go crumble your own cookies on top of it.
He's got... I'm making Aguilar scoop his own
Carson
on there.
Wentz. Go ahead and scoop... Yeah, Aguilar. Yeah, Aguilar. Yeah.
He's already dropped them babies. He's got to scoop them cookies.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed. So, you're playing Mike Evans, Godwin, Ronald Jones. You're starting on a RB, low-end RB2 basis?
Ronald Jones, yeah. In this matchup, just following the trend, how good the Falcons have been. Ronald Jones, you're still starting him. Just kind of maybe tempers expectations a little bit. I'm just not too crazy about him this week in this matchup. Obviously, Chris Godwin, you're playing him, not a doubt. Jameis Winston, if you're desperate, maybe take a shot on him.
You can hope that the Falcons defense goes back to before.
Yeah. It's a really like tough matchup. We have seen the Bucs light it up. Jameis Winston, he's throwing 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and there's the weeks he looks horrible. So, you're going to kind of flip a coin. If you get the good Jameis, he's worth a start.
Falcon side, you're starting Julio. Calvin Ridley's a great, great, great play this week. Basically an auto start. And tight end Austin Hooper might be back later in the season here.
If you're desperate for a play, maybe consider Russell Gage.
You can try.
He had a touchdown last week, but it was called back. He barely dropped the ball in the end zone.
I see it as a really deep play.
If you're in a deeper league format, you need a play there. Russell Gage is a solid option.
Matt Ryan, great play this
week.
Fire
him up.
Start him up. And running backs then, Brian Hill, I would sit him.
Oh, gosh.
Don't play him. Don't play him. Panthers-Saints. Also, Falcons defense.
Falcons defense, great play.
Panthers-Saints, Panthers side, you're starting Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore. Last week was my start of the week. It panned out, even though Kyle Allen had a bad week. This week, I'm sitting DJ Moore if I can. I'm sitting DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel.
You're benching.
If I can.
Wow.
If I can.
Okay, give me a scenario that you would bench DJ Moore for.
Calvin Ridley. I'll bench him for...
It's so unlikely that you have the options to be able to bench DJ Moore here.
I don't know, because his draft capital wasn't that high.
He was about a third, fourth round pick.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, he was not third.
Yes, he was. In some leagues, Zach Ertz was a second round pick in our league.
DJ Moore was not a third round pick.
Not in our league, but I'm sure someone's taken him in the third round.
I don't know.
I think third, fourth round, that's where he started going.
Well, I'd be worried about him against the Saints. Kyle Allen's been bad.
You got to play him. Just because of the target share, but I don't feel good about it.
I like him. We answered a question on Twitter. I like him better than Cortland Sutton this week.
Okay, that I agree with.
Because of matchup alone, the Saints are a better matchup than the Bills.
Yes.
So, okay.
If Marshawn Lattimore's back, it worries me a little bit more.
They both have bad quarterbacks,
Yeah, it's kind of flip a coin at that point, but...
Greg Olsen is...
I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I don't either. I'd rather play probably a waiver wire option. Saints, then, Alvin Kamara, you're playing. Latavius Murray, you are benching. Wide receivers.
Michael Thomas.
That's probably it for me. Yeah, and Drew Brees, I think, is an okay play. He's okay.
Yeah.
It's against the Panthers. They're not terrible.
He's a low-end quarterback one.
Yeah.
Saints defense as well.
Saints defense as well. Yep. Let's go to Seahawks-Eagles. This should be a great game. Do you have anything to say about this game?
I will be in attendance on Sunday in this game.
So if you're looking to do a meetup with Justin, go to the Seahawks-Eagles game, look for him.
Lincoln Financial Field, section 107, people.
Oh, wow, you're giving him your exact position, huh?
I don't know the row.
Do you want him to bring you free food?
If they want to.
You have a request? What kind of stadium food are you looking for?
Oh, boy.
Some crab fries from Chickies and Pete's?
If you have crab fries, bring them my way. Yes, I love the crab fries. Chickies and Pete's.
They're so good.
I love you, Chickies and Pete's.
Can we talk about how expensive they are, though?
I don't care.
When I went to a Reading Royals game, a local hockey organization.
Shut up and take my money.
They were like $8 for
take
a
my
thing.
Money.
Like,
how often are you really going to buy crab fries?
Okay, not often.
I don't care.
But that's so expensive. So instead, I got these cheese-filled breadsticks, which were also good.
So a mozzarella stick.
No. They're called cheese-filled breadsticks.
That's a mozzarella. No, nope, that is a mozzarella stick.
They're different.
What?
Hey, don't ask me. Ask the people. Okay? Bro. They were like Olive Garden breadsticks with cheese in them.
That's a mozzarella stick.
It's not. It's a breadstick. Anyway, Seahawks-Eagles. So you're going to be there. What are you expecting to see while you are there? Is it going to be a close game? Eagles going to get blown out? What's going on?
It's going to be a really close game. Eagles, they have a bad taste in their mouth after last Sunday. The defense, I thought they played great. Obviously, there were a couple lapses there in that game. Patriots, they went down the field. That's first half of the second half. That's what really killed them in that game. They had a really great pass rush on Tom Brady, and I think that's going to continue this week. Obviously, they won't hit Russell Wilson as much as hit Tom Brady because no one can really hit Russell Wilson. So I think it's going to be a really close game, though. Eagles secondary, they've been better of late. Tyler Lockett, he's banged up. I'm expecting him to play. They fully expect him to practice in full tomorrow. So he'll likely be active for this one. A couple players I like from the Seahawks side. If you really need to take a shot on a guy, tight end position, Jacob Hollister, he's not a bad play. He's seen a really good target share in his last two games. I think he's put up 18 and 19 fantasy points in those games. So he's a very safe play just from that target share perspective. Wide receiver-wise, I'm firing up DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett being active. Deeper formats, maybe take a shot on like a Josh Gordon. He looked pretty good.
Real deep, though. This is like formats like Russell.
14.
Gordon
or
Russell Gage?
I'll go Gordon.
Okay. I hope you're not making that decision.
It's a tough one. Gordon, he came through in the most important times of that game. I think there were two third downs. He converted his only two catches of that game before the bye week. So they are looking his way. It was his first game. He's got an entire, basically 2 weeks to get that playbook under his belt, get more acclimated with Russell Wilson. So I think it's going to be a pretty tough matchup for this Eagles defense. I think they'll slow them down. They can't stop them. So on the Eagles side then, are you expecting a good passing game from Carson Wentz?
Very much so. I'm very on the same much page so. Then. They have to win this game. This is come on. You got to win this game against the Seahawks.
The one thing I would give the Eagles, even if they have not been the best the last 2 years, they play their best when their backs are against the wall. We saw that a couple weeks ago. I think after they lost against Minnesota and Dallas.
They played against the Packers or?
No.
Before that?
After that.
After that.
So we lost to Minnesota
and
Dallas. We looked like our season was dead. After that, backs against the wall, we won two straight.
And then we lost against Patriots.
Exactly.
But everyone loses against
Patriots.
But, yeah, I expect
the backs are against the wall here. You gotta
whatever win. The wide receiver one is for the Eagles, I expect them to have a really good week. I mean, the Seahawks are not good. They're like 21st against the wide receiver or something.
And
so,
as well as the tight ends. The Seahawks are very bad against the tight end. And wide receiver, they're ranked, I think, 21st against the wide receiver. So they're not great against them either.
It should be a high-scoring game.
In theory, yes, it should be.
Because they're both great offenses with not great defenses.
What worries me a little bit with the Eagles side, Lane Johnson, he's still in the concussion protocol. He did not practice today. Where we saw that game really take a turn last week was when Lane Johnson went out. So they're going to be they'll likely be starting Andre Dillard on the right side, which he's a left tackle. That's kind of difficult to really switch to the right side there. It's basically telling a right-handed person, here, write this essay with your left hand. It's not easy. It's going to look bad at first. You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how that really pans out. If it's not great for Andre Dillard on that right side, it could be a little bit of trouble for Carson Wentz, but that's to be determined there. I mean, for all we know, Dillard could be fine.
Are you starting Jordan Howard?
If he's active, probably. Probably as a flex play. The Seahawks, if they're good against anything, they're good against the running back. So I think the Eagles are going to want to run the ball. They're going to try and pound it down the middle with Jordan Howard. I feel okay playing him.
All right, we're going to try to zoom through these last matchups here. Lions at Redskins. The Lions still don't have Stafford back. Oh, man, that like pun. They don't have Stafford back.
Oof. Oh.
Get it?
Too soon.
Man, I hope they get Stafford back because I have Kenny Golladay. Man, just please, please.
Jeff Driskel has not looked his way.
Yeah, that's he hasn't. It's been Marvin Jones. But you still have to play Golladay. He's an every week play. You're not benching him. You can take the shot on Bo Scarborough. Again, this is a flex level play this week. There's other options I would like better than him, though. You're not playing Driskel, obviously. Hockenson, I'm not playing him either. The Redskins side, even though they are vulnerable to pass, this just Driskel just isn't going to get it done. Redskins, then, you're playing running backs. You're playing AP or Darius Geis? Both? This neither?
It's just so tough. They literally split time. I know towards the tail end of the game, Darius Geis saw a lot of run. If you're going to take a shot with anybody at this point...
I'd prefer to start neither.
Gun against my head, I would start AP.
Chris Thompson could be back, I think.
Gun against my head, I would start AP this week.
Yeah, okay. And then also, Terry McLaurin, I think, is an okay play. You can take your shot on him. This is a wide receiver three level play, though. And that's about it. McLaurin is about it all I want. That's take a shot on AP if you want, but not much on the Redskins side. Raiders Jets. Break down this matchup.
All right, so the Raiders side, Josh Jacobs, he's an every week play. He's basically locked and loaded RB1. He's been great this season. Play him with a lot of confidence. Derek Carr, fine play at the quarterback position as well. Wide receiver-wise, Tyrell Williams, fire him up with a lot of confidence. I think he's a high-end wide receiver too in this matchup against the Jets. He's seeing a ton of volume, as well as I would take a shot on Hunter Renfrow as well. I'm in that scenario as well. Say if T.Y. Hilton doesn't play, I'm going to be playing Hunter Renfrow in his place this week. So I feel fine with him. That target share, he's been pretty solid overall. Put him at least 8 fantasy points in at least the last 4 matchups. So he's been very consistent for you. He gets you that safe floor and that potential ceiling as well if he finds the end zone. So obviously, those two wide receivers, they're pretty good plays for the Raiders. Tight end, Darren Waller, you play him each and every week. He's one of the locked and loaded tight ends in this league, so... Jets side, who are you going to play?
Jets side, Lev Bell, you're starting every week. Jamison Crowder, you're also starting every week at this point. He's the target monster for the team, the most reliable guy on the offense next to Lev Bell. And also another reliable guy now is Ryan Griffin. You're probably starting him on a weekly basis until he disappoints. And that's about it for the Jets side.
I would take a shot on Demaryius Thomas as well, or Jamison Crowder.
I mentioned Crowder.
Okay, Crowder. Yeah, Crowder, you play him.
What about Sam Darnold?
If you need
Raiders matchup.
If you need a streamer, you're thin at the quarterback position, or waivers are thin.
He's probably top on the waivers.
Yeah, I would consider playing him. Yeah. Demaryius Thomas, he's sneaky as well.
Then the Jags, Titans. Let's move over there. Jags have Nick Foles back. I would not play him in this matchup against the Titans, though, but you're starting DJ Chark on a weekly basis, as well as Leonard Fournette. Other than that, I think I'm going to stay away from everyone else.
I would stash D.D. Westbrook if he is available. I know in like our league, he was just dropped, for example. So if you have a free roster spot, definitely stash him.
And then Titans, you're playing Derrick Henry. And that's it for me.
That's probably
maybe Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, Jonnu, if you're desperate.
And Delanie Walker could be back.
If Delanie is back, I do not start
The thing
Jonnu.
To note, though, is when Delanie Walker was back... earlier in the season when he was active, Jonnu Smith was still out snapping him. So that is just something to note. So you still might want to play Jonnu even if Delaney's back. I wouldn't, though.
I personally would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Cowboys-Patriots. The Cowboys, you expect them to struggle like everyone else has against Patriots?
Struggle in a sense that they're not going to see the kind of production you have seen of late. I think they'll still score some points. It's just not going to be that same electric offense. Like we've seen Dak basically set the world on fire, I think the last 3 or 4 weeks now. He's thrown at least 300 yards in those games. I think he threw over 400 last week. So you're not going to see that kind of production, but you could see some points. But I think they'll put up maybe 17 points this game. It's not going to be anything great, but it'll be decent production. Enough to start like your skill position guys, like Zeke Elliott, you're playing him regardless. Amari Cooper, you play him. Maybe a potential sleeper this week could be Randall Cobb. If they focus all their attention, mainly...
Him or Michael Gallup?
Oh.
I'd still play Gallup, but I don't really want to play either.
I just think Cobb is more of the security blanket, and I think they're going to see a lot of checkdowns to him in this one. I don't really feel great about anybody in this game from the Cowboys' perspective, except for Zeke.
Yep, agreed. Patriots. The Patriots. Well, Sony Michel is just so weird and hard to predict.
You gotta play him, though.
You probably have to play him. Still RB2, low-end RB2, probably.
Very low-end.
And it's sad to say, because this is a Patriots offense. You want that running back.
And this offense, they have not been prolific whatsoever. They're a defensive-oriented team.
Yes, which is weird for the Patriots. And then James White, you're starting every week as, I'd say, a mid-end RB2. I put him there.
Yeah.
And then for wide receivers, you're playing Julian Edelman. Sanu, you're still playing him as wide receiver 3, low-end 2.
Wide receiver 3 is fair for him. He's seeing the targets. It just hasn't really translated to this point. We'll see if it kind of changes key this week.
All right, let's go to the Packers 49ers, the Sunday night game. This is a good Sunday night game. The Packers, with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, they seem to have everyone healthy, ready to go. So are you expecting them to struggle against this 49ers defense, or are you still starting everyone as normal?
I would still start the main guys on this offense. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, you likely have a better option than Aaron Rodgers. If you have a good option, I might start Baker Mayfield over Aaron Rodgers this week.
I probably would, too.
It's pretty tough. But I would still start like Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams. Those are the two main guys I would play. I would sit Jamal Williams. I know he's been pretty good this year. I would consider sitting him.
No MVS, no Geronimo.
No. Jimmy
Graham?
Maybe. He's kind of along the same lines as most of the tight ends.
Yeah, this
here.
Is Eric Ebron
take,
here. This
take,
is your
take
touchdown.
Take a shot on the touchdown at this point.
Yep.
49er side, Jimmy Garoppolo. I would play him.
He's a decent play.
Yeah, the Packers defense, they have not been good lately. They started the season red hot. They've cooled down quite a bit. They're beatable. Jimmy Garoppolo, we've seen him had to throw the ball the last
few
weeks.
Low-end QB1.
Yeah, if the Packers put up points, he has to keep up. We've seen it mainly against the Cardinals, actually. The Cardinals put up points. The 49ers have to match them, and Garoppolo does his work there. Running backs, Tevin Coleman, you play him.
Even though he's not been doing great.
You got to play him still. He's the starting running back on that roster. If Matt Breida is out still, we're kind of keeping an eye on the reports there.
Yeah, Breida, he could be back. The thing is I had hoped for Mostert last week, and it just didn't happen, so I dropped him. He has a good matchup again, but
yeah.
it just didn't happen last week, and Jeff Wilson could easily get more. He only had 1% of snaps last week.
So if Breida's out, I'm only starting Tevin Coleman. If Breida's active, I would play Breida as a flex option. Coleman is an RB2.
Agreed.
Wide receivers, Debo Samuel. He's seen his coming out party the last few weeks. I would play him as a mid to low end wide receiver 2 this week. He's got good value against that Packers secondary, who've been all right of late. Even if Emmanuel Sanders is playing, I would still play Debo.
And George Kittle, you're playing.
George Kittle, he's in every week, lock and loaded.
All right, Ravens-Rams. A great Monday night game, too. Do you expect the Ravens to win this game?
I think I do. Yeah. It's a tough matchup.
You get to watch Lamar Jackson in prime time.
Oh, boy. I just love watching him play. He's so good.
That's fun. You're starting Lamar Jackson. You're starting Mark Ingram as a RB2.
RB2.
Mid-tier.
RB2.
Then you're starting Marquise Brown. Now, is he just riding your bench until he has a breakout performance here? Because there's been multiple weeks where you think he's going to pop off, but he just hasn't.
So, playing Marquise Brown is like playing the Powerball. If you win, you're a millionaire. If you lose, maybe you win $3.
Yeah. Yeah, like 30 yards.
Yeah.
30 yards, 40 yards, that's about it. But he can obviously hit big, but
he can win you a week, or he can just destroy your week.
If you need that extra boom in your lineup.
If you're the underdog in a matchup, you need that potential home run hit.
You can go for him. Like if you're going between him and Jonathan Williams.
Yeah,
you need a home run.
If you're the favored player in that matchup, I go Jonathan Williams.
Right,
if you're the underdog, you really need that splash. You go Hollywood.
Right, and then you're not playing anyone else on that offense except Mark Andrews. You're starting him on a weekly basis. Then the Rams side, Todd Gurley. You're starting him. He hasn't been great, but you're starting him.
It's a tough matchup for him.
It is.
I don't feel great about Todd Gurley, but that volume, it speaks for itself there.
And wide receivers then. Robert Woods, we don't know what's going on with him.
It's a personal
Brandon
issue.
Brandon Cooks should be back.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp, you're playing every week. If Brandon Cooks is back, are you playing him?
As a flex play.
You'd like to wait a week.
I would like to wait a week.
Not a good matchup.
Along the same lines as Hollywood there. We've seen the ceiling. We've seen the floor for Brandon Cooks. It's kind of playing at your own risk. You need the home run. You give him a shot.
I think Gerald Everett is a good play this week.
If he's healthy. So Gerald Everett, I think he played about 15 snaps in the last week's game against Chicago. He looked good in his limited time. He had a really crucial catch down the stretch there along the right sideline. So if he's a full go, I would pretty much play him there. It's just really tough.
Another boom bust player.
Another boom bust player.
Marquise?
Who? Everett or Marquise?
Sorry, not Everett. I was talking about Brandon Cooks.
Oh, Cooks or Hollywood, you're saying?
Yes.
I'll go Cooks.
I was thinking you're still talking about Cooks.
No. Yeah. So Everett, yeah. If he's active, full go, I play him.
All right. Let's get into our phenomenal starts here. We'll run through these quick for you. I'll start it off with my quarterback phenomenal start. That's Matt Ryan. Not a lot of explaining needed to do for Matt Ryan this week. He's going up against the Bucs. The Bucs are 31st against the fantasy quarterback. You're starting up Matt Ryan. He has Julio Jones. He has Calvin Ridley. They can't run the ball. So what do? They throw the ball. Buccaneers are good against the run. He's going to pass. Expect a great game from Matt Ryan.
My quarterback start of the week. I talked about him a little bit earlier in the podcast. My quarterback is Baker Mayfield of the Cleveland Browns. He's at home against the Miami Dolphins. That's pretty straightforward there. I talked about his production earlier in the week. So we'll see how it goes with Baker Mayfield. I play him with a lot of confidence this week. I think he's a top 10 play.
Then my running back is David Montgomery. Now, this is kind of a push to your flex decision. I'm not saying he's an RB2 even. I'm just saying as a flex option, if you're considering David Montgomery, I'm giving you that extra push to play him this week against the Giants. The Giants are okay against the run. They're middle of the pack, but I mean, this is just a juicy matchup. Like, I gave you my case for him earlier, so I'm not going to go into a thing again, but he's going to fall into the end zone for a touchdown here. I just expect him to have a solid baseline, especially with no Mike Davis anymore. So, who's your running back?
My running back start of the week is Jalen Samuels of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You gave David Montgomery a push. I'm going to give you a nice shove to play Jalen Samuels this week. So, if James Conner is out, I play Samuels with so much confidence. It's the Cleveland Browns. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They are horrible against the run this year. Literally ranked number 32. That is last for you keeping math there. So keeping track. So yeah, they're
don't keep math. Who wants to keep math? You don't even need to know math. We don't know math.
I mean,
I don't know much math. We're not going into that.
I was going to say.
We're not getting into that.
We're not going down that rabbit hole.
You guys do not need to know what Justin was just thinking of.
Nope.
It's something related to math in high school. Just put one and two together.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
All right.
Yeah, so Jalen Samuels, he's a fine play. No confidence.
In Jalen Samuels?
In the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, okay.
I left him hanging.
Makes sense.
All right.
All right. Then my wide receiver start of the week. This is another flex play. I'm just trying to give you confidence in some of these here. These are important weeks to win. And I'm saying start a Eagles wide receiver, whoever is the starting wide receiver. If Alshon Jeffrey is active, assuming they don't say he's going to be limited to a crazy amount of snaps, I'm starting Alshon Jeffrey. Great matchup against the Seahawks. They're 21st against the wide receiver. You expect this to be a passing game. They're able to stop the run. So I'm starting Alshon or Nelson Aguilar, whoever is the number one wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. You need a wide receiver.
I need a wide receiver. That might help.
All right, go ahead.
My wide receiver start of the week, it's pretty straightforward here. Calvin Ridley of the Atlanta Falcons. He plays the Buccaneers. They're at home.
I chose Matt Ryan. You're taking one of his options.
I'm taking the stack there. So Calvin Ridley, he's a fine play against the Buccaneers. Their secondary is bad.
Same argument I made about Matt Ryan.
Exactly.
Tight end, I'm taking Darren Fells. I'm hoping he has a bounce back week this week. They are going against on Thursday night against the Colts. So I'm pretty confident in Fells. Hopefully he falls in the end zone for a touchdown here. Colts are a decent defense, but I think Fells can get back on track. This is another tight end. You're hoping he catches a touchdown, but Fells has proved to have that big boomer bust game where, you know, he can put up two touchdowns, but he can also have a bad week like last week. So what do you got for tight end?
My tight end start of the week, I'm going to stay in that Philadelphia Eagles matchup. I'm going to go with Dallas Goedert of the Eagles. They face the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are ranked 24th against the tight end. I'll give you Goddard's last five games target wise. He's seen 8, 4, 5, 5, and 6 targets in those games respectively. He's currently the tight end 19. He's a great bye week filler if you need that little push to kind of go pick someone up and play him. If he's available, you go pick up Dallas Goedert. You play him with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, the my defensive start, that's the Saints defense. They're playing against Kyle Allen. What did he have, 4 interceptions last week?
He did.
Yeah, so Saints defense, start him up. This is one of those situations where there's a bad quarterback. Of course, Christian McCaffrey's going to produce, but he'll probably get him 2 touchdowns or something like that. But either way, the Saints, they have a pretty safe floor this week in terms of turnovers, and they're a decent defense anyway. So start up the New Orleans Saints.
And my phenomenal start of the defense is the Atlanta Falcons. We're going back to that matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We saw Jameis Winston throw 4 interceptions, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast. Winston threw 4 interceptions. Mike Evans didn't get his ice cream. We've been there. We've all been there in life, you know.
I never... Have you seen me? I always get my ice cream.
I hate you right now.
I always get my ice cream.
I kind of hate you right now.
There's never a situation where I don't get ice cream. I'll probably get ice cream tonight.
You know, I want some ice
and
cream.
And the next day. And the next day. And the next day.
God, I hate you.
Yeah, just always eat ice cream. That's the secret to living a happy life.
Ice cream is the secret to happiness. It's the key.
That's why Mike Evans wasn't happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah, so...
Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, play the Atlanta Falcons. All is good in the world.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening in.
The Falcons are Dairy Queen, and Mike Evans is ice creamless. They closed.
Dairy Queen is like... Dairy Queen's good.
I love...
But...
Oh!
It's a fast food ice cream
place. Dude, give me like an Oreo Blizzard. I'm good.
Okay, you can't get an Oreo Blizzard. That's too standard.
What?
That's too standard.
How is it too... It's delicious.
Cotton candy, baby.
No.
Yes, cotton candy. If you have not tried Cotton Candy Blizzard, try it.
I have. It's not as good.
Okay. Whatever. Maybe we'll start a poll on Twitter about which is the best Blizzard.
Well, we all know it's not good.
Reach out to us. Let us know which Blizzard you think's the best.
Oreo.
Or if you have any fantasy-related questions, we can help on that. Reach Oreo out to Justin Blizzard. At Justin Herforth. Me at PhenomAC. And our main Twitter is... at the FF Phenoms.
Get your Oreo Blizzard.
With the coupon code.
Phenoms.
Okay, go ahead. Try to go to Dairy Queen.
Sponsor us.
Go to Dairy Queen. Tell them your coupon code is Phenoms. See what they say. Hopefully it works.
If it works.
And can you please record yourself doing it? Because I would love to see that.
I would love it.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Reach out to us on Twitter. Thank you for listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are listening. And we hope you win this week. Good luck. And we love you.
We love you.
Adios.
Peace.